We are learning the Refuah Shleima ben Yamin Chaim ben Fegesara. We're at the end of the first Midah, the Midah of Mikel Kamaicha. The Talmud Zohar just told us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to sustain people even though they're doing things that are counter to what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. He allowed Yerovam to do Averis even though the Ribbono Shel Olam knew. Even though Ribbono Shel Olam saw that he was doing something against him, he allowed him to continue to live, and he did not dry up his hand, he did not paralyze his hand until he was going against the Navi Hashem. So at the end of the first meeting, he says the following, not because of this does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold back good from a person. Meaning, just because a person does Averis, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not stop giving a person good El Soivel El Bayim. He swallows it. He swallows the fact that it's insulting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Hishpia HaKayach, the hate of Lahadim Tuvai. He still gives a Shefa of Kayach to the person, although the person is doing Averis. Hare the El Bayim, the Savlonis Mashalay Yashurit. We can't comprehend such a tolerance that the Ribbono Shel Olam has. He's a Ribbono Shel Olam who's an olav. He's insulted and he still swallows it. So that's what we say about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who is like you? Ata kel bal chesed hametiv, kel bal kleach linokem. You have the power to take revenge. V'lesef eshalchan, to take what's yours, not to give anyone anything. V'im kol zeh, even so ata. Yet you swallow it and you tolerate it until a person does tshuva. And he ends off the time of Devarah, that that's the midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have to emulate that. Ritzoni hasavlonus, we have to have tremendous amount of patience. Even if you're insulted to such a degree, and still don't hold back good from those that need it. There's a new book about Rebbetzin Kanievsky that just came out. I would tell everyone to read it, even if it's beneath your dignity. I don't know who's in my audience, if there are men in my audience. If it's beneath your dignity, to get a cover of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel and put it on the Rebbetzin Kanievsky book and read the book, because it's a lesson in time of Devarah, reading the book. In it, it talks about how she lived her life and how she helped people. And it mentions in there that there was once a person, a lady came to talk to her, and she didn't like that Rebbetzin Kanievsky was advising her. So she screamed at Rebbetzin Kanievsky, and she poured water over Rebbetzin Kanievsky. And Rebbetzin Kanievsky accepted it, and she kept on just talking to the person and helping the person. That's the way she lived. Rav Yaakov Yosef Herman, in the book All for the Boss, was a tremendous machnas ayah. And he would feed anyone who came into his house. And there was a person who came into his house, and they were having the cholent, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef was serving the cholent. And the person said, I don't like this cholent. And he took it, the boiling hot cholent, and he poured it all over Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman. The people at the table couldn't believe it. And then this person just ran out of the house. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman chased after him and brought him back into the house and said, you know, you're right. I'm going to give you cholent, and I'm going to make sure that you like the cholent that I serve you. That's savlonis. Here are people who cholent was being thrown at them, water was being poured over their heads, and they didn't care. They continued to give because that's the midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the first midah. Then it continues, the second midah, Habeid Noisei Avayim, V'harei Zeh Gadol Mehakoidim. This is even greater than the first midah. Sheharei Lo Yaseh Ha'odom Avon Shelo Yivra Mashtas. There's no one who doesn't Avera, that by doing the Avera doesn't create a Mashtas, a destructive force. It has to be, because Avera is destructive, so by doing an Avera you create a destructive force. Kedetnan Ha'ovra Avera Achas Koinu Lekateger Echad. You create a kateger, you create someone who will always be accusing you of doing an avera, because that's what you did. You did an avera, that creates a kateger. A prosecutor. V'hari oisa katega oimer l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'oimer, and it says, Ploini asoni. You know who made me? That person who did the Aveira. Okay, so we have a mashus on our hands that was created by the person that did the Aveira. V'ein beri miskayemet ba'oilam el b'shifa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What sustains this mashus? Only the Rabbeinu Shalom, because there's nothing that's created that has a kiyum that can remain alive if the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't feed it. Who's keeping it going? Hadin Noisim, what should be? Shiyum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, Einizon Mashchitim, I don't feed these Mashchitim. It's not my problem. I didn't create them. So if I didn't create them, I'm not feeding them. Listen, that fellow created this mashchet, let him feed it. And what should be, that mashchet would go and kill the person who created it. Or it would make sure that that person would be punished. That person's punished. Once the person's punished, so his avera somehow dissolves, and then the mashchus would dissolve. But it's not the Rabbeinu Shalom's problem. But that's not the way the Rabbeinu Shalom runs this world. He tolerates it. Just as the Rabbeinu Shalom feeds every person and every being in the world, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives sustenance to every single being, even a mashkes. Someone pointed out to me that in Parshas Chukas, we have the mice of the Memeriva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu had a tain on Moshe Rabbeinu, Yan loy ha-manta bil ha-tisheni le'ini b'nei Yisroel. You limited making me holy in front of B'nei Yisroel. So Rav Shach explains, you know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, you gave Klal Yisroel Musar, and you told them, Shimuna ha-moirim. And only then did you show that the Rabbeinu Shalom would provide water for Klal Yisrael. So the time of Moshe Rabbeinu was because you limited the ability of the Rabbeinu Shalom in front of Klal Yisrael. I don't do things that way, says Hashem. I will feed them even if they are Belei Aveira. I'll give them to drink even if they are Belei Aveira. Even though they're against me and they're doing Aveiras, I will give them to drink. And you made it not that way. You said, you are Bali Aveira, you're Moirim, you're rebellious, Hashem's not going to give you to drink. And that's not so. Hashem gives even when people do things against him. We'll continue in the next chapter.